All right, it's a football Friday.
Call your shot.
And a call your shot Friday for sure. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. How do you call your shot? You dial 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, or you tweet us at Browns_daily. Those are the ways to get through to us. Nathan, there are a full bank of calls. No shock there. Let's start with Don and Ashland. Hey, Don.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I wanted to say two things. One, I'm a realistic. I do think that the Ravens might be able, will be able to pull this off by 7. But I think if the Browns are able to pull this win off, I think two things have to happen. I think, one, I think the defense will be okay, but I think Richardson needs to get more involved. And from what I saw from the Ravens defense when they played the Broncos, I think Jordan Cameron has to have a big day. And I think the secondary is kind of questioning themselves. I don't think they're as stout as they used to be. And it looked like the middle of the field against Peyton Manning was almost wide open all day long for him.
It's also easy for the middle of the field to be wide open all day long when you have Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker and Wes Welker and Julius Thomas. It's easy for a lot of mismatches to occur. We don't have those kind of weapons.
Yeah. Very true. But I do think, you know, with them losing Ray Lewis and Ellerby and, you know, the big safety that they had before, with those guys missing, I still think the middle of the field, I think with Trent Richardson getting involved more, I think the middle of the field might be able to open up, and I think, you know, Jordan Cameron can get some good looks in the middle of that field.
Yeah,
I agree.
I definitely like your take. And it should be something that is, there should be more exploitable, Don, and we thank you for the call, more exploitable, Nathan, in the middle of the field into multiple areas of the field with Trent Richardson being a much bigger factor. However that has to happen, you make him a bigger factor. You make him a bigger receiving factor. You certainly try to get him going in the running game with the push that has to come with that, and that's just better effort by the O-line and better play by the O-line.
No doubt.
But also the idea that you don't fall into any traps where you're so consumed with trying to get everything in the way of chunk plays, which is the priority of the offense. Totally understood that you don't forget that he can help you do other things, as this caller points out, like getting bigger plays to your tight end. So,
and as I've laid out the path to victory,
I love this path to victory thing.
The two things that I feel confident about are on the defensive side. Of the third one, which is getting to 20 points, that's where I can't say to you, if the Browns do A, B, and C, they're going to get the points they need to win this game, because I don't see the matchups that we can dictate to them other than getting Trent Richardson on their inside linebackers and Cameron working on their safeties. But to win a game in the National Football League, you need your receivers to win some battles. And I know Corey Graham had a bad game in week one, but a lot of people have bad games against Demaryius Thomas, even if they play pretty well. So to me, it's a situation where somebody's going to have to step up. Greg Little is going to have to make a play. Devon Bess is going to have to make some plays. Travis Benjamin's going to have to hit a chunk play like we saw him do in training camp when he would win one of those 9 routes and take a 40-yard touchdown. Somebody's going to have to step up and make a big play in this offense, because I do think Trent Richardson is going to get his. I think he's going to be utilized. I don't think we're going to be sitting here on Monday saying, man, Trent Richardson wasn't used enough in this game. I think he's going to be utilized as a runner, and especially in the pass game, because that's a vulnerability in this Ravens defense. And it was a vulnerability of the Ravens defense last year. Those middle linebackers they had last year, Ray Lewis was an abomination in coverage. People just picked on him and abused him.
Right.
That's where the strength of the advantage is, but they're going to have to get an advantage where they don't necessarily have one on paper, and that's with an outside receiver making some big plays. And it's hard to do that without Josh Gordon, but somebody's going to have to do it if they want to win.
It has to be done. You work with what you have. Last night, the Patriots won a game with woeful receiving. I mean, it wasn't even close to their best guy, as we talked about earlier, Julian Edelman.
Averaging
6 yards a catch. That won't get you a win under normal circumstances, but it's understandable because they don't have anybody to throw the ball to. The Browns, technically have more, but you've got to see better from what they have, and that's incumbent, again, on the quarterback. Receivers don't make quarterbacks. Quarterbacks make receivers. Period. End of story. There is no – receivers can do more. Good, better ones can do more when the ball's in their hands. But it's the QB who's got to bring them up the level, not the other way around. Receivers don't make quarterbacks better.
I typically
ever.
Would agree with you, but
they never
poor
do.
Receiver play
they
can
never
make
do.
Tom Brady look
Whedon,
very ordinary.
Yeah, but he wasn't ordinary. He made enough plays. He got it done because –
They had four turnovers on defense. That's why they won that game. because Geno Smith was terrible.
Right, but he was terrible. But they played to that. What I'm saying is he got what he got out of that offense.
Agreed.
He still made the plays.
He did enough to win.
In Buffalo the week before, he got the throw to Danny Amendola that sets up a field goal. That's what your excellent quarterbacks do. And again, when I use that name, I don't want to invoke that name in a comparison with Brandon Whedon, but that is what the quarterback has to do. He has to maximize what your receivers give you. And you only work with what you got.
And I'll say this.
You only work
Michael Crabtree is a great wide receiver. He was nothing with Alex Smith. Colin Kaepernick brought him and allowed him to fulfill his potential.
Any number of examples of
totally.
That.
I agree
receivers,
with you.
Receivers are made better by quarterbacks. And yes, their play can elevate the play of the team. But QBs make them. QBs drive the engine. There's just no other discussion on that. I mean, that's what it is. 877. How about 216? I'll give you a different phone number. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Joe in Strongsville. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Nate.
What's up?
Glad to talk to you guys. Couple things that I wanted to speak on. One in which I hope we have answers. I hope the coordinators make adjustments on the pass rush that Schaefer, our right tackle, wasn't able to handle. Let me correct that.
Sure.
And I hope they screen against those pass rushers. You know, Suggs and Dumervil are going to be coming with a lot of heat. They're going to be looking at the tape.
Yep.
And I'm also thinking that in regards of how we're going to be attacked, I'm sure they're going to use the short passing game because we don't seem to have an answer yet for that. It seemed like we stopped the deep ball good and we stopped the run pretty good, but the short passing game with the corners we got other than Joe Hayden, it seems to be a concern. And if they use that to set up the long pass, then I'm going to be even more concerned.
And I think they will. And I thank you for the call. I think the antidote to the thing we're talking about with regard to the defense and all this talk about the coverage that Joe Hayden can provide is the ability of this Raven team to figure out that you can ding this team with consistent short throws or the long handoff, as we're talking about it. And it's the way to beat this kind of scheme. It's kind of this aggressive scheme leaves itself open and vulnerable to those kinds of throws. Just as the Ravens does, by the way.
Absolutely.
Which is why you'd want to see more better touch throwing by Brandon Weed.
Joe Montana did not have a strong arm. Joe Montana probably in today's NFL would have probably the five weakest arms in the NFL, but touch and ball placement allows you to be successful. Last year, Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball anywhere, but it's his touch, his anticipation, and his ball placement, his ball location. Those are the keys, allowing your receivers to catch the ball and make plays. We even talked about, I remember you were talking about one pass, I believe, to Bess or Benjamin where the throw was a little low and broke his stride, that takes away. That ball placement's worth 10 yards, 15 yards there. Those are the plays Brandon Whedon needs to make when those opportunities present themselves. And we're going to talk with somebody who knows the quarterback position extremely well for a little detailed analysis on Brandon Whedon. Rich Gannon joins us up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.